Okay, good evening, everybody. So today we're going to finish Bez Hashem Simen Ayin Reish Hei. We are holding in Simen Ayin Reish Hei Seif Vav. This is page Nun Hei in the Mishnah Berurah. So as we mentioned, the Simen starts out with the Isser to be Kore La'or Haner, or to do other things that require a lot of concentration and focus, La'or Haner. And then the rest of the Simen is the exceptions to that Isser. So we're going to have five different exceptions to that Isser, very quickly, one right after the other, and one Seif after the next. So let's see. Seif Vav. Tinoka shall be shaman korin lor haner b'mnei she'emes rabban aleihen. That young children studying by a teacher are allowed to read on Shabbos lor haner. What are they doing in school on Shabbos? Because they used to have school every single day except for Tisha B'Av. So just like they do in Yerushalayim in some of the, what do they call it? What's the school? I forgot. Zilberman's. Yeah. So they're in school on Shabbos. They're allowed to read the RNR because they have fear of their Rebbe. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Tezvav Emas Rabin Shein Poshen Yad the Shum Davar Vafilu B'Chol. They wouldn't touch anything even on a weekday. LLP Rabin, unless the Rebbe told them to do so. Velosu Latzuyu. So they're not going to touch the candle and lean it or tilt it. Umashma Vistimus Shulchan Aruch Shesover Kar Rashba Tafilu Ein Rabin Ima and Shari. And sounds from the Shulchan Aruch. Even if the Rebbe went out to the bathroom for a second or to make himself a coffee or something, still they're allowed to read La Arner to call Shah, Misyar, and Shiava Rabban, because every moment they're afraid that the Rebbe might be there at any moment. Velo Yatu, and therefore they're not going to touch anything. Bel Yerabba, Hevi Harbi Poskim, Shechol Kanal Rashbab. The El Yerabba, apparently, who was exposed to more mischievous children, disagreed with this Rashba. Okay, Si'if Zayin. Mutu Likros Bam Madlikin La Arner, Sharehu Maskiris Shabbos, Veich. You're allowed to read Perek Bam Madlik in the RNR because you're reading about the things about candles, so you're not going to mess up with the candles on Shabbos when you're learning about that very topic. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Tezayin, Likros Bam Madlik and Mashra Dafka Bam Madlik and Shasham Nisker and Yani Yisrael Laka Veichishkach Vialdik Avashari Hilch Shabbos Lo. This is not just a broad Hilch Shabbos thing. This does not mean that you can read the Mishnah Berurah in Hilch Shabbos La RNR. It means when you're learning about Hadlakas Neiros, when you're learning about the Neiros. That's what you're allowed to read. That's what Nissim Kralitz points out. So Perek Bam Madlikin means just the Mishnayos, because you learn the Gemaras, you'll end up learning about Hanukkah. So what does my Hanukkah have anything to do with, right? So it's only Perek Bam Madlikin in terms of the Mishnayos. Si'if Ches, Noagim Likros Belel Yom Kippurim B'machzorim Mnei She'imas Yom Kippurim Aleihem. That we're knowing to be makel to read the Machzorim on Yom Kippur, Lo Araner, because the fear of Yom Kippur will discourage people from sinning. And Mishnah Berurah has no comment on that. Sif Tes, Lel Pesach Shchalios B'Shabbos. If the Seder night is Shabbos, Mutu Likros Haggadah B'Sefer. You're allowed to read the Haggadah. Mishum Davi Ken Rashi Prakim Deina Marat Shalotei Shgur B'Piv Ktsas. Everyone's got some fluency in the Haggadah. We already said that if you're somewhat fluent in the book that you're reading and you're just looking for some prompts, you don't need to get every single detail, every single word, because you know most of the words, then that's going to be Mutter. And there's no such thing as an Amarat who doesn't at least know the basics of the Haggadah. Sif Katan Yudzayin and Mishbur, Dein Amaretz, Vimu Amaretz Shalolam and Meolam, Ein Shagupiv Kal, Bli Sidur, Vein Lo Shum Adam Shevak Sheyu, Sheetin Dait, Olav Shalol Yata. Mishbur says, really? There's no such thing as an Amaretz that doesn't know anything about the Agada? There might be. So if you have an Amaretz, who Mamsh doesn't, never learned the Agada, never saw the inside of Agada, has no idea what it says in the Agada, it's his first Seder. And he has no one there to remind him not to tilt the candle. If he says it could be that we have another kula in play over here, and that is that the mitzvah d'oraisa of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim might override the chashash midrabanan of Shema Yata. Sivkaton Yudches Ktsas Umitam Te Yesh Lahatu L'Mashkem Shabbos Beisnas Mispal Loraner Hadolik Shami Bod Yom L'Fishat Filu Shari Dvarim Shu Omer Vadei Shkurim Biv Yosim In Agadah Pesach. That for this reason we can be makel for someone who comes early on Shabbos to Shul and he's davening there using the Oraner that was lit from before Shabbos, because the Tefillah is somewhat he's pretty fluent in, and at least as much as the Agadah Shal Pesach he is, at least as fluent as he is in the Agadah Shal Pesach, and that's mutter. But to learn there is going to be aser. Maybe if you have someone who knows, you know, can pass the pin test, you know, who knows Shas Bal Peh, so maybe then in a chinami he would be allowed to learn there as well. Si'if yud in the Shulchan Aruch, Harav yachal liros l'aron there mehichun yikra tinokos l'sade rashi aparshios b'piv basefer. We already discussed the talmidim, right? The students in the school are allowed to read l'aron there because they're afraid of the Rebbe. The Rebbe's also allowed to look in where the kids are looking to see what they're up to because he's just looking at the rashi prakim. V'kari kol shara parsha alpeh, he does the rest of it balpeh. V'rashi parshios lavdavka, it doesn't just mean the beginnings of each parsha. El kol shiyodeh parsha alpeh b'ktsas tzorich liros b'sefer shari. It means anytime he has a pretty good fluency in the parsha and he just needs a prompt here and there, it doesn't have to be the rashi parshios. It could be somewhere in the middle also. That's going to be mutter. Shemeach she'inu ma'ayin b'sefer tamid is a care of elos edatuye. Since he's not constantly looking in the book, so there's a hacker that he's not reading so carefully, and therefore it's going to be mutter. He's not going to come to be mata the candle. See if you're alf kelim adomim zelazev itzaruch iun lahavchin beinehem. If you have kelim that are look very similar to each other, and it needs close examination to distinguish one from the other, also the butkal ni araner. You're not allowed to try to distinguish them using araner. Vafilu lahavchin bein gadav lebigdei ishto meim domim also livdok. And even if it's your clothing and your wife's clothing, but they're similar colors or they're similar whatever it might be, if they're similar enough to each other that it's not so immediately evident whose is whose, so you're not allowed to go look at it la'oraner. Most of this we're running through very quickly because it's not nogei lemaisa with electric lights. We don't have any of these things. So v'tzorich iyun mishum brusim katan yutes v'rambam isa v'tzorich iyun rav. The Rambam writes not just tzorich iyun, it needs a lot of iyun. V'ayin ber alach di yeshus mechazel v'nei ner shal shava v'chel v'deblav hachi yesh mekilu kanal b'sim katan dalid. And in ber alach we point out that even though we had a machlokas whether you're allowed to read by a wax candle, we could be makel over here by a wax candle. See if you'd base. Shamashenu kavua asalo livdo kosos ukaros lerner mnei sheinu makiran. If you have a new housekeeper, so they're not so familiar with all of your kelim, so they're not, and it's a Jewish housekeeper, they're not allowed to look la'araner to be able to distinguish between your kelim. Bein b'ner shemen zayis, bein b'ner shel neft, pirish min zefes, lovan v'recho ra, sha'ora rav, whether it's a ner of shemen zayis or it's a ner of neft, which produces more light. V'yesh matirin b'shel neft afilu b'shamash kavua. However, the Rama says, "Summer makel if it's a very luminous light that even a new housekeeper, a new butler is allowed to be using it because it's very light, so he's not going to tilt it. Aval shamish kavua. But if you have, the butler that's been working for your family for generations, mutalo livdok la'araner kosos. He's allowed to examine the kosos la'araner mipnei she'enu tzaruch iyun harbe because it doesn't take much looking for him to be able to distinguish." And if it was a ner of shemen zayis, ein moron lo livdok v'af pishu mutter gzer shem istapik mimenu. We wouldn't tell him to look, even though it's mutter for him to, because we're afraid he might come to use some of that shemen zayis. Let's see the mishabru before we finish up with Rama. Mishabru sivkat and chaf livdok ratzalomer livdok kosos adom and zelaze v'leida izamen lanichon al shulchan. He's setting the table, so he wants to see which kosos to put out on the table, and that's what he's looking at, Lorener. V'shamashenu kavuenu makiran. Since he's new to the job, or he hasn't been around your house much, he doesn't know the kosos one from the other so well. V'tzaruch l'zei iyun arbe. So it takes a lot of careful looking on his part. Alkein cheshinu shamiyata. So we're afraid he might tilt the candle. V'aran kosov shabadiki lirosimim nekiim. And the Ran says, not that he's trying to distinguish one cup from the other. He's trying to make sure they're clean. He's trying to make sure that in the dishwasher it wasn't left with some grime on it, so the boss doesn't get angry. But the Shamish Kavua knows which kelim don't really get cleaned in the dishwasher and which do, and he'll know which one, he'll have the better sense for those things. So two interpretations of what the Shamish is looking for, either to distinguish between the different kelim or to be able to see which kelim are dirty. Sha'oro Rav, a ner of neft has a lot of light. Ratzlomar afal pi sha'oro Rav afilu achi cheshin shamiyata kivin shu shamishenu kavua. The Mechaber holds that even though it produces a lot of light, we're still going to be choshesh that you might be mata the ner because you're not so familiar with the items in the house. However, the Rama says bishal neft summer mekel timeum delatoy lochashinu v'yishor rav lo tzaruch l'zeh because it's so luminous. Ulashemi yistapik lo chashinu mishum demayis, and I'm also not worried that you're going to come to take some oil out of it to use the oil because neft is disgusting. disgusting. It smells awful. Ubishemen zayis v'chin b'shari shmanim l'kuli alma aser. But from a ner of shemen zayis, that for sure is going to be aser. Uleis atzaruch yish l'smoch al deyazo. And in time of necessity, we could rely on this opinion of the Rama. Ki kein das harbe rishonim v'chin kazu b'sefer shulchan atzei shitim. Because that's how many rishonim hold, and that's how the sefer shulchan atzei shitim holds. I don't know who the shulchan atzei shitim is. La'or aner shel neft ulinian shar shmanim ayin biralacha. La'or aner means an or aner of neft, and as far as other shmanim that are not zayis nor neft, so the biralacha discusses in more detail. She'enu tzaruch iyun. So we said if it was the kosos don't require so much iyun for a shamash kavua. Even though we said earlier that even to look, just look at the difference between your own clothing and your wife's clothing is going to be aser. Over here we allow for the sake of nikius to make sure you're using clean kalim. So we allow looking at the if it's shamash kavua, we allow him to look at the kalim. Sivkat and chavhei ain morin lo. We don't tell him to be bodek, even though it's mutter. Ratzolomer in baldefanein lishal. If he comes to ask a shail, should I use the or of ner shel shemen zayis? Ain morin lo lechachila. We do not tell him lechachila to do so. V'masa me'atzmo ain mochem b'yodo. But if he does it, we don't get angry at him. Sivkat and chavav shemi yistapik, because we're afraid he might take some of the oil to use for himself. V'alfagav delinin hadvaka lo asr mishum zeh. Even though we don't aser lighting such candles for the honor of Shabbos, on account of the fact that someone might take oil out of the candle. We don't ask you using Shemen Zayis to light Shabbos candles, but once you're getting so close to examine things in close proximity, then we're a little more concerned. And because we're a little more concerned, we're going to ask for such close examinations of things. Let's finish off with the Rama. And the last Mishabura says, the Rama, Nogu l'chasos haketanim. This is actually halacha l'maisa, right? Unlike everything else in the Siman, which is mostly, again, because we have electric lights. But this is halacha l'maisa. Nogu l'chasos haketanim shloyu arumim b'fnei aneros mishum bizoi mitzvah. You're toilet training a kid, you're potty training a child. He should not be running around naked in front of the Shabbos candles, because that's a bizui mitzvah to have a child running around naked in front of the Shabbos candles. So even though legabe erva in front of a davar shebekdush or things like that, it could very well be that a child's erva does not have the status of erva until they're at the age of bia, 9-year-old for a boy, 3-year-old for a girl, 9-year-old for a boy. But when it comes to bizui mitzvah, even younger than that age, it's still a bizui mitzvah to have him in front, naked in front of the candles. So his question: does that apply to other mitzvahs as well? Right? What if he's in your study where you have all your svarim? Is that a problem? So okay, so what to discuss? But tzivkat and chavzayin bizui mitzvah kashid belav achiyasu mishum sakana dasi de nichbe. Says wait a second. Anyway, this should be aser because this leads to epilepsy. To have him naked in front of a candle. Kedisa pesachim kufir beis. That appears in the 10th parak of pesachim in all the hibijibi gemaras. Right. So says the mishabura v'nir lechalik bein katan legadol. There's a difference between a katan and a gadol. A child, that would not be a problem. That would only be a problem by a gadol. So to summarize what we learned today, first we said that there are five different exceptions to the issur of reading la'or aner, the exception of school children, even when the Rebbe isn't there, perhaps, because they're not authorized to play with the candles, the exception of learning Perek Bab Madlikin, because it talks about the issur adaka, the exception of Yom Kippur, because you're fearful of Yom Kippur, the exception of the Haggadah, because you're so much familiar with the Haggadah, and the exception of the Rebbe looking here and there to make sure the children have the place. Then we learned that distinguishing between different kalim or clothing is also aser, but we could be making at least with a wax candle to do so. And then we learned that the regular butler can distinguish kalim by candlelight because it doesn't take such careful examination. But an inexperienced butler may not do so because that does take a lot of careful examination, although there's a machlokas whether he may do so using a luminous light, using a very light light. And then the final thing is that Ramah, that a child shouldn't be naked in front of the candles because that is a bizui mitzvah. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Simon Reish Ayin Vav. Have a wonderful evening. Yeah.